Francine J is a best-selling decluttering expert and founder of MissMinimalist.com. In fact, she is called Miss Minimalist. She has helped hundreds of thousands of people organize their homes and simplify their lives and has been prominently featured in national media. Her new book is The Joy of Less, A Minimalist Guide to Declutter, Organize, and Simplify. It is actually an updated version of a book that she wrote a few years back. It's The Joy of Less, and we welcome Francine J to the roundtable this morning. Thank you very much for being with us.
Hello. Thank you so much for having me on the show.
So how did you become Miss Minimalist?
I became Miss Minimalist when I started blogging about decluttering and minimalist living back in 2009. I had actually been decluttering myself for many years. My husband and I had made a long-distance move at one point and just stopped and questioned why we were dragging so much stuff around with us. And we just slowly decluttered for many years, and I just started sharing that information online and found a lot of readers who were interested in doing the same with their lives.
Why do you believe that people seek this out and it is important to declutter?
I think that especially in our modern lives, we have so many things vying for our attention. Not only the stuff in our homes, but also just the stuff we read every day. Advertisements, things online. And we're just craving some extra space, both physical space and mental space in our lives. Clutter can cause a lot of stress. And we want to step back and create a little more serenity in our lives.
Okay, so I come back from seeing a show. I have the playbill and I have a ticket stub. What do I do with that?
I would put them in the recycling bin.
Okay. Now I wouldn't. So, what do you do if that means something to you? And do you have to have that conversation with yourself of why does that mean something to you?
I think it does. Why is this memory of the event tied to this physical object? Why is it embodied in this object? And is saving it the only way I can remember the happiness that it brought me? See, to me, the memories are in you, not in that object. And if you really need the visual reminder of it, why not scan it? Scan it and keep it in a digital file. That way you won't have all this stuff taking up space.
And this is going to sound like a snippy question, and I don't mean it that way at all. But what are you supposed to do then with the extra space?
With the extra space?
Yeah.
Well, really, our homes are supposed to be space for us to do things, to hang out with our families, to entertain friends. And when we use them for piling up stuff, we really do lose that function of our homes. If our dining table is piled with clutter, we don't have a pleasant place to share meals. If our kitchen is piled with clutter, we don't have a pleasant place to prepare them. I mean, we really need to make that space so that we can engage in the activities we love and hang out with the people that we love, rather than just using our homes to pile up stuff.
You talk in the book about being a gatekeeper. So that, in looking at your philosophy here, that being a gatekeeper comes in almost all the time, doesn't it?
It does. Our homes are like one big inbox, and there's just stuff flowing in constantly. Sometimes we invite it in. We buy things. We bring things home. Other times, it's not so invited. It pours through our mail slot. So there's certain techniques we can use to keep that clutter from constantly coming in, whether it's as simple as just keeping a recycling bin for all the junk mail by your front door so that it never makes it onto your kitchen counter, or when we're out shopping, actually asking why before we buy, instead of just purchasing something because we saw it in an advertisement or we like the color. Ask if we really need this object.
What does that say? I know you go into many different, you talk about our bathrooms and different rooms in the house, but as far as like things like clothes, do we know how many clothes we should have? How many pairs of shoes do we have? I mean, does it depend on who you are and what you're doing?
It really does. There's really not a magic number. And it's going to be different for everybody, and it's going to change with your lifestyle as well. At some point in your life, you may get by with half a dozen pair of shoes, and at another point in your life, you may need a little bit less or a little bit more. I mean, it really depends on your lifestyle, and that's why you really need to ask these questions as you declutter, as you go through your closet. Go through everything you own. Take out all the clothes and try them on. Does it fit me? Does it flatter me? How long has it been since I've worn this? It's really about having a conversation with your stuff.
Do you believe it is possible to be organized and still have a lot of stuff around you?
I believe it's possibly organized because you can always put it in bins and baskets and make it look pretty. But I don't think you're going to experience that freedom that comes with actually getting rid of the stuff that you don't use and just that relief.
And why do you think that many of us feel that sense of relief? What is it about removing that stuff from our lives that gives some people that satisfaction?
Well, I think that all the things we own just take up our attention and take up our time, whether we're cleaning them or organizing them or repairing them, cleaning around them. And it just gives us more to do and more to think about. And I think when we clear out some of the stuff that's really not contributing to our lives to begin with, or any stuff that's clearly clutter, we just have this extra space both in our homes and in our minds so that we can focus on the stuff that we really want to do. Maybe we'll finally write that novel that we've wanted to write that we've never felt we had the time to, or never had the space to carve out a little writing nook for ourselves.
When you say that things are clearly clutter, what to you is clearly clutter?
Something you don't use.
Okay.
So it's pretty simple.
And the fact that you may use it someday, I guess I was looking at, you were talking about a home office in the book. And so in a home office, you have like a 3-hole puncher. Well, I've used that maybe 3 times in my life. So do I need that?
I would say no.
Okay.
I feel the same way about a stapler. I had one forever and I used it maybe once a year. And so I finally said, I do not need this. So, and again, I mean, if it's something that you feel, yes, I'm going to use it next month and it's going to be a real problem if I don't have it, that deserves to be in your life. You don't want to make your life any harder. It's just that often we have a lot of potentially useful things that we think we might need, but we never really use. And if you haven't used something in a year, you're probably not going to use it in the foreseeable future.
That seems to be a good rule of thumb, doesn't it? That if you haven't used it in a year, then maybe you don't need it.
It does, because it covers all seasons and all holidays and all those potential events where you might need something.
So the book is revised. It is has new content. How have you changed and updated the book?
The most significant revision has been the addition of a family chapter, which I'm very excited about. When I originally wrote the book, I did not have any children. And in the intervening years, I've had one. And I think I'm much more aware now of the challenges of bringing your partner and your children on board when decluttering. So I've actually developed a 5-step action plan that supplements the streamline method in my book, kind of a family-friendly power boost for those techniques, how to specifically keep your house free of clutter when there's other people living in it as well.
Well, the name of the book is The Joy of Less, a minimalist guide to declutter, organize, and simplify. Francine Jay, thank you very much for spending time with us this morning. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure.
A great pleasure. Thank you very much. Again, the name of the book is The Joy. Again, the name of the book is The Joy of Less, a minimalist guide to declutter, organize, and simplify. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.